Okay, so this exercise is called the mindfulness of the inner critic. So what I'd like you to do is just take a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose, nice and deep, fully filling your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling all the way out. Letting the breath all the way out. And as you do, let your shoulders drop, your hands relax, your jaw release, the tension around your eyes smooth out, your tummy to just let go and relax. Allow yourself to sit back more comfortably, for your feet and your hands to find a more comfortable position, to settle down into the chair, the bed, wherever you lay, wherever you sit, just to enjoy a few moments of calm and peacefulness. So taking a few more deep breaths to just bring your attention and awareness back into this moment where you are. Becoming aware of the movement of the breath, flowing easily in and out, ever so rhythmic, ever so natural. Your chest rising as it fills with oxygen, breathing deep down so your lower ribs expand. And then just letting that breath all the way out. Letting go of tension and tightness. Letting go of worries, not a care in the world. Taking a few more long, deep breaths in and out. Good. Now as you settle down, allow your mind to bring your attention to a recent situation where you felt the strong tightness, sense of distress, a sense of loathing or frustration, where you knew or you could suspect that the internal critic was at play, where you were frustrated, angry, saddened, feeling inadequate, and perhaps you noticed in your body a tightness in your chest, a growing sense of rage, a tightness in your tummy. Whatever sensations you feel in your body that you believe are associated with the internal critic, where there's a loathing either directed inward at yourself or a loathing directed outwards at others, where there's a sense of frustration, intolerance, impatience, a sense of clenching, anxiety, tightness and sadness, whatever it is, just notice, bring to mind that recent situation where you felt that sense of inadequacy or anger or disappointment, fear, anxiety growing. And bring this situation alive, noticing the words of the inner critic, noticing the loathing, the intensity, the emotions. Notice the feelings in your body, where you were, who else was there, what happened. Noticing what you experienced, and what you experience now as you bring it back to mind. Notice the judgment, the ugliness, the harshness. Notice the storm of either anger, frustration, inadequacy, shame, guilt, anxiety. Notice the storm brewing, the words of self-loathing, hatred, frustration with self or the others. Notice the physical changes in your body. Notice the emotions producing tightness or heaviness or a sense of failure, pressure, pain, blowing around. Imagine and notice the intensity growing. Notice what your mind is telling you about the situation, about the other person, about the experience, about the performance, about you. Bring it all to mind. Notice the wild energy. It comes so fast, it's so habitual, it's so strong, it's so familiar, because this reaction has been there for a long time. It's familiar. Imagine the fear that comes with it. You'll never get it. You're never good enough. You'll never be perfect. You're always failing. Nothing you do is good enough. Notice those beliefs about the future, the tightness and the pressure that comes with them. And instead of believing, what I want you to do instead, allow that storm to pass you by. Those are just old habits, old beliefs, dysfunctional ways of thinking. Yes, familiar, but allow it to pass. In that moment, see yourself, figuratively or literally, opening your arms up wide, bracing your legs, spread on the floor, standing tall as you brace the wild of the storm. The wind blowing within, without, you're standing tall and firm. And just as a tornado surrounding you, a strong windstorm, you're standing firm and tall. Your spine is erect, made of steel, unmovable, and you're letting it pass. Stay with the wild energy, the sensations of heaviness, loathing, tightness, anger, fear. Stay with the beliefs, the negative beliefs about you and the future. They're just old habits, they'll pass. This time, you're not going to do what you've always done. Instead of believing, instead of sinking into it, instead of magnifying it and letting it take root, you're standing firm and tall and letting it pass. It's just an old habit and it'll pass. Find the pain, the hurt that's driving the storm. Find the fear that's driving the storm. Gently look at it. Breathe with it. Bring kindness to it. Ride it out. Let it be. Don't believe it. Don't magnify it. Don't look at it as if it's legitimate. Just let it pass. Ride it out. Bring kindness to it. It's just old habits. It's just what you learned. It's just what you did to survive. You can let it pass now. Notice how the storm is trying to throw you off track, to push you to react and to believe in unhelpful ways, to push you to respond in unhelpful ways. Just stay there. Stay with it. Bring kindness and gentleness to it. Staying wide open, strong and firm. Bring kindness and curiosity to this pain, to the energy. Just like you would for a dear friend, you'd bring kindness, patience, tolerance to the pain. Bring it to yourself. And notice how the storm is out in front of you, starts to move. Notice as you stand there watching with kindness, curiosity, stillness, patience, knowing it'll pass. As it does, start to move on. This moment shall pass. This emotion shall pass. This belief shall pass. And it begins to pass. Bring kindness and compassion, tolerance and acceptance of the difficulty. This is just an old habit. It's an old way of being. It's an old way of surviving. It got me where I am today, but it no longer serves me. See the separation begin to build, the distance, the stillness of the storm. And it begins to pass. Take a moment to connect with having done something kind for yourself. Instead of believing, instead of sinking into it, instead of responding, reacting, believing, you stirred firm, tall, resilient in the eye of the storm. Believing in other possibilities, possibility of kindness, possibility of patience, possibility of learning and growth, acceptance, encouragement. Take a moment, connect with what you've done for yourself. Even if it's uncomfortable, new, unfamiliar, you neither acted on that strong urge, responded, retaliated, believed, magnified. You stood away from it, watching, observing, bringing kindness. You overrode the habitual response of believing, of responding. You've created other possibilities of learning, patience, kindness, and understanding. And this is what feeds growth. Just like water, sun, good soil feeds plants, kindness, compassion, patience. Patience is very important. Patience, tolerance, acceptance feeds growth, feeds development, feeds confidence, feeds self-esteem. That's where it comes from. Recognizing how we can do things differently, how we can learn, how we can grow, how we can change. In moments of distress, we can bring kindness to ourselves. And this is what nurtures children, builds self-esteem, fosters growth, builds connection with other people. When we can compliment them, compliment ourselves, be encouraging, inspiring, patient, accepting, tolerant, words you never knew before, in a real sense. So as you're quiet, bring a moment. Take a moment to think about each and every day how you can be more patient with yourself. Think about that now. What words can you say to yourself? What things can you do to show more patience? In what ways can you be more complimentary, more kind? Think of specific ways. In what ways can you be more encouraging? And in what ways can you be more accepting of the process of growth and learning? Now bring that all together for yourself. Repeat those things for yourself. I'm going to repeat that over and over in your mind and start to feel it in your body. In what ways can you be also more outwardly, vocally complimentary of yourself? And take a moment to just quietly reflect upon how this meditation has been helpful for you, what you've learned, what came to mind, what did you feel, what is your commitment to yourself? And take a moment to reflect upon how you'll keep this in the forefront of your mind each and every day as you go about your busy day. How will you remember this? How will you keep it top of mind? What will you do to help you remember to do these things? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.